more are missing from the cruise ship wreck in Italy. Italian Coast Guard officials have raised the number of people missing to 29. Six people are confirmed dead. The captain of the ship is facing manslaughter charges, among others. Friday, as you know, the Costa Concordia capsized after hitting rocks in shallow water.
CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi is in Italy as the rescue efforts continue. He joins us now live. Alan, first question. Only a couple hours ago, we learned that the number of missing rose to 29. It had been 16. Any explanation for the discrepancy?
Sean, as far as we can work out, somebody finally contacted the authorities and said, look, there's a group of Germans that have not reported in, and I suppose they thought that people just were making their way home, but they've not heard from this group of people. They're all believed to be German, and since they've not been heard from, their relatives and so on managed to contact the authorities here, and they, oops, we've got a miscount on who's all been checked in.
What does the rescue look like, Alan?
It's very eerie. You know, I'm standing in the harbor at Giglio where the ship is. It's a few hundred yards away from me, and the front of it is just this eerie white glow from the harbor lights. Nothing is going on at the moment. They've had to suspend the operations in the darkness now because they were worried about the ship moving. There were pretty rough seas. Basically, it's a hunt for bodies. They don't think there's anybody left alive, so they've slowed it down a little bit because it's just too dangerous for the divers at night and people trying to move along the companionways, the hallways, because they're not walking on the floor, they're walking on the walls. And, of course, a lot of the doors can't be opened because some of the key card system, like in a hotel, and so they can't get into cabin doors. So one of the things they're going to try and do when conditions are stable enough, they've got some sniffer dogs here, and they're going to have them sniffing under the doors that they can't open rather than trying to break them all down. But it's eerie to look at night, I have to tell you.
What's the level of concern about a possible fuel leak?
It's not very high, actually. There is a little bit of fuel leaking out, but it was the engine room that's been hit, and the fuel tanks have not been hit. So I was out on a boat, a police boat, right next to the liner today, and there's nothing, no slicks in the water, nothing. They're not particularly concerned about that. Fuel tanks have not been ruptured. I think there's about 500,000 gallons or more, I forget exactly, on board, and they'll be able to pump that out. There could be a little bit of leakage of this and that, but they're not particularly concerned about a great oil slick damaging this incredibly beautiful island, which has some of the best fishing and diving in Italy.
Okay, Alan, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Giglio, Italy.